cover crops offer many benefits. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Dow. Higher yield potential starts with Sonic herbicide. Applied pre-emergence, Sonic stops weeds before they invade soybean fields and keeps working with long-lasting residual control. Cover crops are a great way to address erosion and water quality issues, but according to Tracy Blackmer with Cover Crop Solutions, they offer many other benefits as well. We'll hear from Blackmer right after this. One of the presenters at the recent Iowa Cover Crops Conference in Des Moines was Tracy Blackmer, Director of Research for Cover Crop Solutions. Blackmer tells us there are at least 20 different benefits you can get from planting cover crops.
From nutrient credits to, you know, helping break up some of the disease cycles, to helping with soybean cyst nematodes, just increasing rooting depth, and a lot of other aspects that when you look at areas like the mid-Atlantic part of the country, they started off with water quality objectives with cover crops, but then after growers started doing it, they started realizing, hey, there's a benefit on this. If I change a little bit to do this, I get more of this type of benefit or more of that type of benefit. Today, what I was trying to talk about are what are some of the things beyond just the ground cover, erosion, or water quality benefits, really things that kind of help a grower's bottom line. So when a grower's trying to say, okay, my margins are kind of tough this year, why would I invest in a cover crop? So what we tried to present is some of the specifics on both this year as well as a several year strategy. How do you get that money back and make a profit? I think probably the easiest thing for most growers to tangibly assess is just the nutrient credit from growing a cover crop. So if we have all the water quality issues and we say holding that nutrient so it's not lost, that means if it's not lost, we have a credit. So growers are pretty good at understanding when you go out in a field, you know, when you look at your corn, you have 180 bushel of corn, but they're not as comfortable as going out and they're saying that cover crop, all right, is that 10 pounds of nitrogen or is that 50 pounds of nitrogen or 70 pounds of nitrogen? And what would I adjust my fertilizer rates for next year? And not just for nitrogen, but also particularly like sulfur. If you looked at this spring in Iowa, there was a lot of fields that were showing a lot of sulfur deficiencies. And even the like fall anhydrous knives, you could see at an angle the corn rows, you could see it from the row, but if you look up close, it was actually the sulfur deficiency is what you were seeing. When you use cover crops like a radish, tillage radish, it's very high in sulfur, so it accumulated those nutrients in a plant available form. And then the next spring, it was all concentrated in the root zone and readily available. So we didn't see any sulfur deficiencies on any of the fields that were following the tillage radish.
That's Tracy Blackmer, Director of Research for Cover Crop Solutions. He was one of the presenters at the recent Iowa Cover Crops Conference held in Des Moines. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag News for America.